Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
.com.
Connor Happer, Josh Hodson back with you on a Monday edition of the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. And this is the segment that will be henceforth known as Big Mickey Overreaction. So we have Big Red Overreaction after the games. And after the Mickey press conferences on Tuesdays, it'll usually be Tuesdays. This week it's Monday because they play Friday. We'll have that at 11:30. He'll get done at 11:45. And then the very next segment will be called Big Mickey Overreaction. So welcome to Big Mickey Overreaction.
Honor to be with you.
Everybody, time to start drinking. Oh. Time to get that BAC up, you know, just like you were on Saturday night.
I heard it was a wild one. Yeah. Normally the show doesn't really migrate over to Twitter, but there were so many tweets about, oh, this episode is wild.
There should be an app where the person you call, they get an automatic reading of your blood alcohol content. And then that we could have that so we can average out all the 35, 40, whatever callers on the show, and then we can have an average BAC. Thoughts?
I'm pro this idea of yours.
It sounds like a thing that is impossible, but I don't know.
Now you've got the
I thought a lot of things were impossible.
You've got the Big Red Overreaction this week.
Yes.
Friday night.
So I both have Big Mickey Overreaction and Big Red Overreaction.
You and Ravi Lula breaking down Rutgers.
Big Mickey Overreaction every week. So here we are in Big Mickey Overreaction. First thing, by the way, that came out right during the first couple minutes of that, Nebraska Purdue set for night game.
All right.
Nebraska and Purdue. Nebraska is the official Big Ten team of the night.
Creatures of the night.
Poll question. Is Nebraska the official Big Ten team of the night?
I like
of nighttime? There, that's a better way to say it.
Say it one more
time.
Is
Nebraska the official Big Ten team of nighttime?
At Happer Show, you can decide.
We just put the polls up. You decide.
You decide.
6:30 kick, Nebraska at Purdue in 2 weeks.
West Lafayette's going to be rocking.
It's going to be hot. Nebraska will now, that will be their third of, you know, I don't know if there will be more after that, but it will be their third night game in a row. Third night game in a row after they play this Friday night at 6 o'clock at Rutgers.
And if Nebraska can keep it going, what does that mean for Illinois, which would be a game of consequence?
College game day. That's what it means.
Hey, they're doing TCU Kansas this week. Okay?
As Mickey said, the West is wild. Who knows what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, that's just football.
Maybe Illinois-Nebraska will be for the West in a couple weeks. We got a lot of time before we get there.
As we all drew it up.
Who is the oh yeah, Texas Tech. They were like, the Big 12, everything runs through Lubbock. Do you think Brett Bielema got up on a table and was like, everything runs through Champaign now?
I don't think Brett feels comfortable enough getting up on a table.
Oh,
but maybe from the floor.
Josh.
What?
Uncalled for.
That's fat on fat crime. I can say that.
Uncalled for. Illinois certainly looked the best out of the Big Ten West teams over the weekend, but people do forget that they lost to Indiana like 3 weeks ago.
I think you're allowed to have a dud. Everybody
just like
lays
Nebraska
a dud
against Northwestern. Scott
exactly.
Frost was their coach. Yeah. We can't.
Doesn't I mean
against
it,
him?
It counts, but it shouldn't count. Am I right, guys?
Big Mickey overreaction. from Joel on Twitter. Paraphrasing, if you don't want to be pulled from the game, then don't make me do it. With Mickey, there's clear expectations, and he's always challenging his guys while also being encouraging. It's still so refreshing. It is. And it's especially refreshing, like, when you, you know, pair along a football win with it. So, I mean, I thought that was a really good window into how Mickey approaches things. It all starts with communication, guys. And this is why, this is ultimately one of the roots that leads me back to my conclusion that I think people get offended by, which is, I don't think it's that hard. I think it's hard to build a successful and sustainable football program, obviously. But the things that Nebraska has been suffering from for the last 4 years are just, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, are just fundamental things. We're talking about communication, and we're talking about fundamental pieces of football, offensively, defensively, identity, things like that. Like, these are going to be things that the next coach or the current coach, you know, and Mickey Joseph, can sort of instill right away. These things can happen quickly. And yeah, you might call Nebraska a rebuild job, and maybe it is. But a lot of these things can be done right away. So communication, I thought it was perfectly exemplified in the answer that he gave about Casey Thompson. He was asked, you know, how did Casey basically handle being pulled? He got pulled out of the game. He didn't say it that bluntly on Saturday night, but he said he needed to see it from the sideline. It didn't. Casey was mad. You saw the video that was going around. Kevin Suits and Lincoln tweeted it out. He you know, had the camera followed Casey over to the sideline. Whipple got after him pretty good. Sit down. Time to sit out for a couple seconds. You can't. This is our expectation. You can't hold on to the ball that long. You can't take a sack there on third and two. These are non-negotiables. These are things that you can't do. So Mickey said, look, kids can talk with me. They can give me what they think. But ultimately it works because they know the expectation of them before they walk into that door. Casey didn't want to be taken out of the game. Casey was clear about that. But Mickey said, I'm going to be consistent with him. I'm not going to be wishy-washy. If we think he's struggling, he's coming out. And so he knows that. And it's not a fear thing, but it's just consistent communication. So when Mickey could go up to the press conference right before Big Mickey overreaction on Mondays or Tuesdays, he can say things about players and they can take that because they've already talked about it. They've already talked about it behind the scenes. Now, it might be news to us, but everything that happens, it's clear and open lines of communication. It is not, I have to talk to a guy to get to another guy to ultimately get my word up to the top. It's like, no. I want to know how you feel about this. All this stuff matters. And it just, like, it's so base level, so, you know, I don't know. It just seems so fundamental that it's something that just hasn't happened in this football program for the last few years. And that is something that Mickey has done right away. And it makes a difference. I don't know how. I don't know how it manifests itself, right? Like, what does it mean in terms of win column? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
You ever have
but
a
I know
fight?
It, I know it makes for a healthier football program.
When you're with your wife or your significant other or whatever, and you're like, there's that first like 10 minutes of a fight where you're just going in circles like, what did I do? What did I do? They don't have that on the sidelines at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln.
Right. Expectations are clear, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear and open lines of communication. That's part of the reason why, you know, Mickey is so refreshing. These guys understand exactly what is expected out of them. We haven't had that many comments or calls or anything like that about, hey, well, we got to just hire him right now. Maybe Big Mickey overreaction was too much too soon.
Y'all weren't ready for that.
Chuck on the YouTube page says, did you notice that Mickey followed Casey to the bench? Cameron didn't follow that part. No, I actually didn't notice that part. But like I said, a lot of times, you know, these guys can be mad at each other. And that happens in the heat of a moment, and everybody's got to do a job and stuff like that. But it's never like, I'm going to turn my back on you because this is, you know, this is an adversarial relationship.
Mm-hmm. I'm the coach. You're the player. You do what I say. This isn't varsity blues.
Man, that's key. That's really key.
Although Casey Thompson is quoted as saying to Mickey Joseph, I don't want your life.
What?
Varsity Blues. It's a movie starring James Vanderbeek.
Oh, yes, movies.
John Voight was the evil head football coach.
Gotcha.
In an adversarial position with his players. Mm. Whipped cream bikinis aplenty.
Mm, sure. Yeah, I know that movie for sure.
We do have a bit of breaking news.
What?
If I may.
Oh!
Mickey Joseph, not the only head football coach to meet with the media today. Matt Rhule, Carolina Panthers head coach.
Is he fired?
No.
Oh.
When asked if any colleges have reached out to him, he said, quote, I'm not going to answer that. I'm the Carolina Panthers head coach. End quote. Hmm?
What if all of the open jobs in college football right now are all dealing with the same, like, seven candidates? There is an overlap on pretty much all of these lists. By the way, who is going to be Colorado's next head coach?
I mean, they're going to have to take a chance on a group of five guy, and not even a hot, trendy group of five guy, right?
So, yeah, Schaefer said it when we had him on, but Illinois' defensive coordinator, Ryan Walters, is a Colorado guy. He's doing a pretty good job. Maybe that's an option there. So I checked at the FanDuel Sportsbook this morning to see if I was looking for Big Ten West odds, and I couldn't find any updated. But what they did have was a couple season-long props, you know, national championship, stuff like that. Those get updated weekly, Heisman stuff. And one team season-long bet. That would be the Colorado win total. The Colorado win total has moved, I believe, to zero. It's at flat, not even a half of a win.
Oh, when you post.
Oh, no, it's a half a win.
Yeah,
it's a half a win.
Okay.
So you either win or you lose.
Over under 0.5 wins for Colorado this season.
That wouldn't make sense for it to be at zero because then that's free money. 0.5. A half a win for Colorado left this year.
Okay. I'm looking at their schedule.
How's it look? How are we looking?
This weekend versus California. You might want to go ahead and get it done this weekend. At Oregon State.
Tough.
Homecoming against Arizona State.
Yeah.
They look better.
Eh.
Not great, though. And then versus Oregon.
Yep.
At USC.
Yep.
At Washington.
Uh-huh.
Versus Utah.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not going to happen in November, that's for sure.
You might want to go ahead and get it done this weekend.
Well, maybe Colorado's still looking for their first win when they begin next season. Currently, that is set to begin on September 9th against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Now, the Big Ten's going to put another game in there before, because week one is September 2nd next year. I think week two is September 9th. That's currently Nebraska's first scheduled game for next year. But they haven't released the Big Ten. Do you know they haven't released the Big Ten schedule for next year yet?
I mean,
what's
we got to get
on?
Cooking on this, right?
That's what I should have bothered Kev about on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Can we get our schedule for next year? What's going on?
All right. You can stop tweeting at us. We have missed a very obvious candidate for the Colorado head coaching position.
Eric Bieniemy?
Yes.
Is he going to go there?
I mean, Patrick wants him out, right?
They've had the opportunity a couple times. I mean, Colorado's had openings.
Yes.
Remember when Mel Tucker was their coach for like a day? They fired Mike McIntyre. So Mel Tucker's it was his second game was against Scott Frost, and
in 2019. And, you know, Frost's first game was against Colorado, McIntyre's last year in 18. And now when they play each other again in 2023, they're both going to have new coaches. Fun times.
Someone tweeted at us.
In Boulder, by the way.
The scenario, Colorado hires Vance Joseph. Mickey gets the full-time job in Nebraska. Brother Joseph. Versus brother.
Joseph, Joseph.
Yeah. Script writes itself. Thanks, Joel.
Man. So maybe Nebraska will play a Big Ten game. Maybe they'll go to Ireland week zero. Who knows? But they're going to play Colorado either, you know, in the first couple games of next year. Happer's Beam guy asks, how big of a bag does Colorado have to drop to bring home Bieniemy?
It's going to have to be huge.
They don't have any money. Now they're not going to have to pay Durrell too much of a buyout. But he's only making like $3.5 million. Like they don't have any money, and they're not getting any Pac-12 money coming in. Like that's just a tough. They're going to have to find a good coach who doesn't have much experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And Super Bowl experience might be too much for the University of Colorado.
Or maybe they could catch a lifeline to the Big Ten or something like that. I don't know.
Denver market if you get Colorado in.
Oh, that place could be good. That place could be really good. It just doesn't look very good right now. It was a short stint for Carl Durrell, who was previously the Dolphins wide receiver coach.
That's an odd jump.
Yep. Sort of weird. All right, we will come back. The odd news is coming up next. Big Mickey overreaction. Not too crazy this week. BAC level was pretty much zero.
Well, it's noon on a Monday, Connor.
Nobody wants to hire. Nobody wants to like just drop everything and hire him right now. I was really expecting that call or that text at some point. Didn't happen.
No Brinks trucks being ordered.
Yeah. Stop the search. It's over. Mickey's our guy. All right, that's big Mickey overreaction. We'll come back with the odd news, and then we'll get to Mike Sauter coming up at the bottom of the hour. On 1620. By the way, there was a breaking news thing that I wanted to get to. Denver Broncos fans.
Do you need
fans.
The sound?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Denver Broncos fans. Javonte Williams torn ACL.
Melvin Gordon fans, however.
Well, are there Melvin Gordon fans?
Not here.
Who has fumbled 5 times in his past 44 carries.
Oof.
Yeah, I believe he had negative fantasy points on yesterday.
Are they going to call, like, Adrian Peterson or one of those guys, Frank Gore? They're going to call somebody on the street to run the ball for them? Because, I mean...
Could be fun.
I don't know if you've watched a Denver Broncos game this year. The offense isn't looking too great.
Doesn't work, but might be fun to fix. Yeah, Adam Schefter tweets out, with Broncos running back Javonte Williams now out for the season, Denver will have to rely more on Melvin Gordon, who's fumbled 5 times in his past 44 carries over 5 games. Sunday marked the 3rd time a Gordon fumble has been returned for a touchdown in Denver's past 12 games.
Oh, my goodness.
Three Melvin Gordon fumbles have gone for touchdowns for the other team.
That's hard to do.
In the last 12 games.
That's not an interception where you're streaking across the other side of the field. And score is harder.
How about this? As Brunch just tweeted out, you were wondering about some guys that could, you know, potentially tote the rock for the Broncos. How about Divino Zigbo, who is on the Broncos practice squad? Divine Zigbo. Okay, so there's your Colorado update. Things not going particularly well in the Denver Boulder area. We will take a break. We'll come back with the odd news next here on 1620 The Zone. But first, Dave Matthews Band. Dave, he's bringing their fall 2022 tour to the CHIL Center on November the 12th. We got tickets. Head over to 1620thezone.com right now for your chance to find your way in. Once again, that's 1620thezone.com.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.